Dr. Pam Popper, 614-523-8716. Good morning, everybody. It's a well-established fact that most people find it incredibly difficult to both lose weight and to maintain weight loss. In fact, it's very sad, but the odds are better that a person will recover from stage 4 metastasized cancer than that they will lose a significant amount of weight and be able to keep it off. It's very sad, but it's true, and that's what the statistics show. Now, we're always looking for what are the reasons, and some new research offers some insight as to one of the many reasons why this is the case. This study conducted in Australia showed that nerves in the stomach that signal satiety are desensitized when people eat a high-fat diet for a long time, and that these nerves don't automatically return to normal when dietary fat is reduced. So the study involved female mice, and I'll say for the record, I'm not really fond of animal studies, and often they don't tell us a lot about people, but sometimes they do. This happened to be a useful one, although I think we could have probably got the information a different way. So anyway, with that disclaimer, this study involved female mice who were divided into groups. They were fed either a standard diet or a high-fat diet for 24 weeks, and then a third group was fed a high-fat diet for 12 weeks and then a lower-fat diet for the following 12 weeks. So they ate a bad diet and then a better diet. After 24 weeks, both the mice who stayed on the high-fat diet the whole time and those who ate high-fat for a while and then dropped their fat consumption had gained weight, fat mass, and they had increased plasma levels of leptin and insulin. Both groups of mice had reduced tension receptor mechanosensitivity, while the mice eating the standard chow didn't. That's a whole mouthful of words that basically means those mice eating a high-fat diet ate more food because it took more food to make them feel full. And the researchers concluded that this might be the case in people, overweight people, where the nerves in the stomach that sense that you should be full aren't working quite right, and that's why they eat more than other people in order to feel full. Now, the researchers were not able to determine whether this impairment is permanent or if it eventually resolves, but it does explain why weight loss can be so difficult for so many. And it's another sign that there are all kinds of ramifications of eating a diet that's not the one humans were designed to eat. And this is the case with all species. You guys might recall that I think it was sometime last year, I sent out a message about gorillas in captivity, eating a diet that gorillas don't eat in the wild and ending up with heart disease and weight problems. And it really doesn't matter which mammal you choose. If you feed that mammal the wrong thing, sooner or later bad things happen, and that's certainly the case here. So if you are one of those people who's struggling to lose weight, this helps to explain why. It doesn't mean you can't do it. It just means you need to understand some of the mechanisms that make life difficult so you can be prepared for them. So anyway, that's all for now. Have a great day, and I'll speak with you again tomorrow.